I lost a baby the year after Tommy, 1959, a boy, far enough along that I knew him. I want to use that word. I knew him. They didn't let you hold them then. They took him out of the room, and a nurse patted my arm and said something about how I was young, and I had two at home, and I was home in 4 days, and that was the last anybody spoke of it. Not Tom, not my mother. Nobody was cruel. That's what people don't understand about it now. Nobody was cruel. It just wasn't a thing there were words for, and so there weren't any, and so it hadn't happened. I named him in my head, and I never said the name out loud to a living soul, and I'm not going to now, because it's mine. But he'd be 67. That's the arithmetic I've done every year of my life, quietly, in the middle of something else. I'm telling you because I've come to think the silence was the injury, not the loss. Losses happen. The silence. My whole generation of women carrying these small private funerals around, and every one of us thought she was the only one. So there. Now it's told.